The Kalamazoo Public Library started up in 1860 when the local school district inherited 120 books. That early library was open just 1 hour per week to students and their parents. WMUK's Nancy Camden talked with staff at the library to check out what's going on there these days.
Libraries today are just not libraries of yesterday. They are community centers.
We do a lot of story times for preschoolers.
Our patrons need our computers to manage their lives.
Everyone is welcome and served at public libraries. The Kalamazoo Public Library Central downtown and its four branches are community centers for concerts and performances, movies and speakers. And while there are still lots of books at the Kalamazoo Public Library for reference and reading, digital technology has become an important service of the library.
My name is Michael Cockrell. I'm the head of adult services. That includes a growing number of digital content collections, ebooks, e-audio. We've started digital magazines and now are getting into streaming video and streaming audio and audiobooks and music.
How many people come down to use the library because they don't have a computer?
Many. And for many, it's not that they don't have a computer. It's that our internet speed is high enough. Our computers are a little more up to date. If they need to access certain websites for their job or for government information, to do banking, to rent an apartment, the high-speed internet that we provide here is the speed that many people need to manage their digital life. I've heard a lot of stories about people who worked their entire career in an industry that has gone away, and they have no access to computer technology. I feel good that they're here and that they feel encouraged that they're trying to catch up with technology that has left a lot of people behind. We have lots of computers, and they're often full every day.
Where are we going?
Well, this is the story room. As you can see, it has an Alice in Wonderland theme, and it's like a castle. Children love this room. My name is Ann Rohrbaugh, and I'm the director here at the Kalamazoo Public Library. Our community, Kalamazoo area, is very invested in early childhood literacy. We are very much a part of that through our Ready to Read program and really all of our services to young children.
Michaeline Henry, and I'm a youth outreach associate. You'll see children from all different walks of life. We get a few from the mission around the corner, from more affluent families, so just a great diversity of children.
The parents come with the children, they pick out books together, they go home, they read together. We've been designated a Family Place Library, which is a national program of libraries. We're one of about 25 libraries who received a Institute for Museum and Library Studies grant. We have a very robust local history department here. I've heard wonderful stories from people in local history. They might be working on their genealogy and have found the missing piece, and sometimes have found missing people. We also have the County Law Library here. Now, that's not unique to us, but it's fairly uncommon.
My name is Farrell Howe, and I am the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Kalamazoo Public Library. I can't think of a single building that is open as many hours as we are, where everybody is welcome. And you see that when you walk through these doors. Whether you're in business and you're looking for resources for your business, you're a student, you need homework help, you need some online assistance, you need research materials, we have that. New mom, we have story times. You're into music, we have concerts. There's so many different things that we offer to everybody.
We wanted it when these buildings were built to be a place where people want to come and spend time. We have a supportive community, and we're very grateful.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.
This Sunday, the library is one of the sponsors of the 11th annual Teen Filmmaker Festival. The short films from Michigan's talented teenagers will be shown at 2:30 p.m. at the Kalamazoo State Theater.